Then my father, he decided, or he knew somebody along the line, and he got me a job as in the Wellingham City, the electricity supply company,
Yes,
which
tell me
was
about
part,
that.
yeah, well, that was part of Wellingham City Company, as it was in those days. I mean, they had various departments, well in bakeries, well in builders, well in dairies, you know, that was all part of the company. And I joined that. Whether he knew who the boss was there, the manager or what, but anyway, I got the job there. So
And when would that have been?
that would have been about 1937. So that was in the period from when I left Weir Brothers, and then I to the electric company.
As an electrician.
Yeah, I had a 5-year apprenticeship. Yeah, and I got through that all right, and got my full qualifications at the end when I was 21.
Yes. Did you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I did. It was, well, I mean, we did a lot during the war as well, you know. There was a lot of maintenance we had to do, and we had trade bikes in those days. Didn't have vans and things. You had to go around on a push bike, and
Yes.
all repairs were done, and you had to get on your pedals and push
You must
around.
have been very fit.
Yeah.
Can
But
you
there were.
remember any of the bigger jobs you were doing when you were working with the
Yeah,
electrician?
well, there was building sites in Wellingham City. There was a council building site in Cowper Road, Upperfield Road. They were being built by a firm called Sims Sons and Cook from Hartford. I was on Woodall Lane scheme there, which was just finishing, and I was on that site. And also Newfields in the other side of Wellingham City. I was there for a little while as well. So there was three building sites I was on, just during sort of 37, 38. And then I went to still on the same electric company, on John Lewis's, which was Welling Stores being built. So that was sort of around about 1938. Yeah, that was always cold couple of winters. Oh, it was pretty cold. Yeah, and
And did you?
I was only in the system mainly then, you see. I was helping everybody to do various bits and bobs. So, oh yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, all the flat, every flat there was fitted with a refrigerator in those days, which is, you never ever heard of people having fridges. They always had a meat safe outside on the wall, didn't they? They were Kelvinator. Funny how you remember names here. The Kelvinator refrigerators.
Quite luxurious.
And because we had one chappy on the electric company, he specialised in refrigeration. He used to do all the maintenance, because there's quite a few flats here above Welling Stores. You know, it's quite a big area to cover. And on the old electricity company, they used to hire out domestic apparatus. You should have cooker, various. They were all Jackson cookers from Luton. Various models of cookers. If you had a cooker, you could got a free water heater if you needed it, which was a little 1.5 gallon water heater. If you wanted, you could have a wash boiler, which was 4 pence a week. The kettle you could hire as well, which was a penny a week. You know, in those days, and because we had to maintain them as well, you see, when they went wrong, we had to
Of
pop
course.
around and put them right. So
Yes, you were kept busy, I
we
should
certainly
think.
were, all our little push bikes. About four. Because, well, I mean, Wellingham City was only minute then. I
Of
mean,
course.
it was nowhere near like the size it is of today, you
And
know.
where would your headquarters have been?
On Tewin Road,
Right.
on the corner of Tewin Road, Bridge Road, I don't know, you know, but where the garage roughly there now,
Yes,
where the
I
filling
know.
garage is. So
Yeah.
it was on that corner there.
So would you go there in the morning and then be sent out on a
Oh
job?
yeah, we used to get our orders and go out, and you know, people used to come. Of course, I mean, people had to come down to the site to report. I mean, people never had telephones in those days.
Of course, yes.
But I can tell you, the telephone number was Wellingham 480.
Goodness.
Yeah, and of course it was Norton's opposite. And I don't know whether ever people, or whether you've heard that during the war, Norton's, there's a square tower.
Yes.
Which, and if you look, there's a flagpole on that.
Yeah.
Well, during the war, when we had the air raids, we didn't go down in the shelters, but at Norton's, they had a system where all the factories, when we had an air raid, they had people in various factories, because, you know, there's factories all the way around, and they had people to look out, and on Norton's, they had this flagpole, and when danger was imminent, somebody there used to hoist up a small barrel up on the flagpole, and everybody used to shout, "The barrel's up!" And so we all shot down into the air raid shelters.
Yes, yes.
Well, in Electric Company, it was in their backyard, in their
right.
Because we had quite a big area, because they had storage places for big cables and all sorts.
Yes, of course.
Quite a big area there. So,
yeah,
that's where we shot them.
Yes. Goodness.
I think we must have took sandwiches, because they used to be opposite where William Bakery's was. There used to be a little a little hut there. It was a biggish hut where they used to have meetings and things. And the fella that ran that was Mr. Wally Blythe, and he used to make all sorts of rolls and sandwiches, and we used to go over there and get something to eat and drink and whatever.
Yes.
So that was our Wally.
It's
5:30, wasn't it? Because you always worked Saturday mornings as well till 12. After I was on the electricity company, let's say from 1937, 38. And I was on the electric company for 30 years.